Welcome to Tehillim with the Tanakh Podcast, and today, Mizmor Tet Zayin, Chapter 16. Shalom, it is great to be with you back after Chag. I was so happy over the days of the Chagim to meet several of our listeners, and people would come up to me and say, wow, I've been listening to your Tanakh podcast, so it was really great to meet you all face to face. And here we are back in our learning, which we're dedicating to the safety of our chayalim, to the freedom of our hostages, to the healing of the wounded, and to the return home of all of the mufunim, those evacuated from their homes in this current war. And I have to say that today's chapter, chapter 16, intimidated me a little bit. It intimidated me because it is something that we say at funerals. On a day when there is no tachnun at a shiva, we say this chapter. The Hebrew is somewhat difficult, and I was a little intimidated, but I found quite an amazing meaning in this chapter. Now, why is this associated with funerals or with shivas? And the answer is because, well, first of all, how does it begin? Michdam le David shomreini el ki chasiti vach. This is a perek of shmirah, of protection. I've taken protection with you, so God, you look after me. And in particular, what do we say? Lachein samach libi v'agel kvodi. Therefore, I will be happy, my honor will be supported by God, and af basari yishkon avetach, and my flesh will dwell securely. In other words, I won't die. And he says it very clearly in the next pasuk yud, ki lo tazov nafshi lishol, you won't let me die, lo titein chasidcha lirot shachat, you won't let your righteous ones see destruction. So this chapter offers a reassurance for the living that they will continue to live rather than die. And at a funeral or at a shiva, people have had their sense of security about their life shaken. Their relatives have passed away, and therefore they want reassurance. I have to say that some others see it rather as a promise for the dead, a promise of eternal life, of olam haba. Those very psukim that I just read now, he says, for example, "Ach basari yishkon lavetach." The Mesurat David says, "After death, I will live on." When after death, ki lo nita'azov nafshi lish'ol, because my soul will persist even after my death. And in the phrase where it says, in this pasuk, "Ata tovati balalecha likdoshim asher ba'aretz heima." Your goodness, God, right? Who will it go to? Likadoshim asher ba'aretz, to the holy ones, the saintly ones who are ba'aretz, who are in the earth, who are buried. So, as I say, there are different meanings given to this chapter. One meaning is that it will give life rather than death to the living. But some see it as giving eternal life, olam haba, to those who are deceased. But I would like to deal with a very famous pasuk, a pasuk which is frequently in shul above the Aron Kodesh. And it is the pasuk here, Shiviti Hashem, pasuk chet, Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, I have set Hashem opposite me always. Kimimini, he is at my right hand, bal emot, lest I fall, lest I slip. And I want to give three or four meanings of this very famous pasuk. Explanation number one is I think, the pshat. This is a chapter which offers protection by God. As I said, shomreini el, God protect me, ki chasiti bach. The sense is that I have taken shelter with you, and you will look after me, right? I've taken protection with you, and therefore what will you do? Chavanim lafnuli bani imim. You have given me my lot in a pleasant way. Ach nachalat shafra alai, you have given me a wonderful lot in life. Avarechet Hashem, I will praise God. Ashe ya'atsani, who has given me advice. Shiviti Hashem lenagdi tamid, God, you will be opposite me at all time. Ki mimini balemot, you will never let me slip. Ki lo tazov nafshi lishol, you won't let me die. Todieni orach chayim, teach me the way of life, or maybe the length of life. Sova smachot et panecha ne'imot b'mincha netzach, the idea being here that in your presence is perfect simcha, joy. There is only ni'imut, only happiness at your right hand. Very simply, the Baal Sefer Tehillim here is saying that God, you are my protection, that I would never, this is the place, only place I want to be. You know, they say that home is the place where they have to take you in. God hasn't invited the person in, but he says, right? Ki chasiti bach, I've taken protection with you, and therefore shomreini, look after me. God is our haven. God, and once you're with God, all you have is ni'imut, ni'imim, which is mentioned twice here, the idea of things being a shafra alai, like the name Shifra, right? Everything is beautiful, shapir, everything is sameach, you have a long life instead of death. So that's the first idea. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. I've put myself in front of you, you'll look after me. Interpretation number two. Some of you have been into shuls where you might have seen a framed picture on the wall, and it's called a shiviti. It's in a shape of a menorah, and on the top of it, it's got a yud hei vav hei, and there might be all sorts of psukim and Kabbalistic symbols. And this comes from the world of Kabbalah of the Ari, Reb Chaim Vital. It originates in a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, where Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Hamitpalel tzarich shiyire atzmo ki'ilu shechina k'negdo. A person who prays should see as if the shechina is right opposite to him. Shene'emar shiviti Hashem l'nigdi tamid. And therefore Reb Chaim Vital said that you should make a klaf with the word yud hei vav hei, and when you pray, so that you will keep God in your mind, you won't have extraneous thoughts. And this has sort of developed to other chapters. You have chapter, I think it is Samach Zayin, and many other Kabbalistic texts which are written on these particular pieces of parchment. Some of the commentaries that people used to put these pieces of parchment in their Siddur, and then there's a whole halachic discussion that one shouldn't do that because they get lost and they've got God's name on them, and therefore it seems like the practice became to make very large sort of poster sizes of these, or even to paint them on the walls of the shul. And that way everybody would gaze at this menorah, everybody would gaze at the Yud Hei Vav Hei and keep God in mind somehow during their prayers, but they wouldn't be on everybody's personal, people wouldn't have a personal piece of parchment, so it wouldn't get lost. It would be on the wall of the shul. And therefore this, the second dimension of Shiviti is keeping God in mind, but keeping God in mind in a particular context, and that is in the context of prayer. Okay, so here's interpretation or dimension number three. And you've probably heard of Rav Moshe Isserles, the Rama buried in Krakow. He was the person who took the Shulchan Aruch, which was written by Rav Yosef Cairo, and added glosses, which would sort of transform it for the Ashkenazi population. Rav Moshe Isserles, the Rama. And his first comment on the Shulchan Aruch is this: Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, I have put God opposite me at all always. Hu klal gadol b'Torah. This is the greatest lesson of Torah, the greatest rule of Torah, over ma'alot ha-tzadikim, and of the levels of the righteous, shehochim lifnei ha-Elohim, who walk at all times as if they are before God. Ki ein yeshivat ha-adam utnuata ba'asakav, v'hu levado b'veito. A person doesn't conduct themselves in the way they sit, in the way they act, in the way that they do business, if they are just alone in their home, in the same way as if they're in front of a king. V'lo diburo v'harchavat piv kirtzono, and not the way we speak if you're just with your family compared to if you're with a king. And therefore, what do we need to do? We need to think, Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. We are always in the presence of God. I find this so interesting because in that particular Talmudic passage we mentioned, and in the Kabbalah of the Ari, idea of Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, putting God opposite ourselves, is something particularly for moments of prayer. But in the world of the Ramah, it's for every single moment of our life, that this is our sort of byword. This is a mantra which should be with us all day, so that it controls our speech, our conduct, the way we should, conduct ourselves in our life. So that's a third dimension. And the last dimension comes from the Baal Shem Tov in a text called Savat HaBaal Shem Tov, the living will of the Baal Shem Tov. And I'll just read his lines. And he says, he does a lovely Hasidic drush. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. Let me put God before me at all times. He says, Shiviti? What is the word Shiviti? And he said it is Lashon Hishtavut. The idea that everything is shaveh, everything is equal. B'chol davar ha'morah kol yeshaveh etzlo. Whatever happens to you, you should consider it all the same. Bein shebnei adam meshabchim oto o mevazin oto. Whether you are a subject of honor, whether people give you accolades and they praise you, or whether you are an object of ridicule. Bein b'chol shar dvarim. And the same thing with food, he says. Bein she'ochel ma'adanim, whether you eat fine foods. Bein she'ochel shar dvarim, or whether you eat very simple food. Hakol yishveh be'inav. Let it all be equal to you. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. When God is opposite me, everything is equal. Who am I? Right? And he says, Kevan she'usar ha'yetzer hara mimenu legamrei. Right? What you have to do is find a way to have this attitude that it's all the same. As far as God is concerned, right, you should just say, Halo zeu me'ito yiparach. Everything is from God. And that way you will you let life wash over you. You won't let the knocks hit you. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. Just say, Hakol bidei shamayim. It is all from God. He doesn't quote that phrase. But everything should be lashon hishtavut. It should be a language. You should see yourself as standing before God. And you shouldn't take this world too seriously. So there you have it. Four different interpretations of Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. We have the pshat, which is taking protection in God. We have the Shiviti plaque in the shul, which reminds us to keep God in mind during prayer. We have the Ramah, who says to keep God in mind and to feel like you're in front of the king at all moments of life. And then you have the fourth, which is the Baal Shem Tov, right? Shiviti Lashon Hishtavut. Let everything be seen as one and the same. Don't let life frazzle you. Don't let life scare you. Your role here is to do something much more important, and it's to serve God. Don't let things like honor and comfort, get under your skin, because we are here in order to put God opposite us at all times. That's it for today. Have a wonderful day, and see you tomorrow.